Hey, I got a girl at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see her about 2 times a week. Kiss her in the mouth, sweet as any wine. Wrap herself around me like a sweet tater vine. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going in the run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in the world. Going up Cripple Creek, see my little girl. Now the girls up at Cripple Creek about half grown. Jump on a boy like a dog on a bone. Roll my britches up to my knees. Wait, old Cripple Creek, never I please. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going in the run. Going up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in the world. Going up Cripple Creek to see my little girl. Cripple Creek's wide and the Cripple Creek's deep. I'll wait, oh, Cripple Creek, before I sleep. Hills are steep and the roads are muddy, and I'm so dizzy that I can't stand steady. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going up Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in the world. Going up Cripple Creek to see my girl.
Bonjour, Tansy, to all of my relatives out there. You're tuned in to the Ever Deadly Hour. I'm your favorite auntie, Brown Buffalo, or Taylor, whichever you prefer to call me, I am okay with. We have another spectacular dynamite show coming at you this Saturday. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon. The snow is falling here in Selkirk, Manitoba, as well as Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's where we're located here in Canada. So to everybody tuning in across Turtle Island, Bindigay, and welcome. We started the show off with Buffy St. Marie. We're not going to play Buffy every single show, but I got a special request out there from my cousin who's way out west in BC, the lovely Sarah Bean. So that one goes out to you. Again, if you want to request a song, or if there's a song that you want to hear, or if you are a musician of any genre, you are more than welcome to send me your music, send me your requests. You can just email me Akiwan, A-K-I-I-W-A-N, Akiwan at umfm.com, or I am on TikTok at The Ever Deadly Auntie, at The Ever Deadly Auntie, and Instagram, The Ever Deadly Hour, Facebook, we're on all of that. So if you want to hear anything, just hit us up. Right now we got Iskwe. It's right here on The Ever Deadly Hour, UMFM 101.5.
Down in the shade, I won't be afraid. No, I won't. I won't be afraid. No, I won't. I won't be afraid. Lay me down in the shade. Yeah.
me down in the shade. Fly back to Los Angeles, lay over in London with the artist and the vandalist. Delete you from my Twitter if your skeezers acting scandalous. Say we got it like that.
We got it like that. home with a beautiful bitty, no Bugatti outside my door. But I'm still gonna grind like I never seen a dollar bill sitting in front of my face before. Can you feel that? Do you want that? Do you need that? Please love that, they can have that. Come and get it if you really wanna get it. And I'll take it to the maximum with a few of your friends. Take it how you want, I'ma sit back and twist the fat one. Put a beat on, get held for ransom. Message from your girl, she said I'm handsome. Wanna meet up and smoke and dance on. But I said nope, afraid you can't come. Cause I got a plan and I'm just too busy. Your man too sh**, that's why you hit me up when I come to your city. Plus I'm always super clean. Haters don't know what I mean. We would make a super team. Let's go knock them out the park now. And I know you do your thing, but I do my thing too. Let me show you what I mean.
Yeah, them other girls cool, them other girls fly, but they don't compare to you. And they don't know why, yeah. Maybe those legs, maybe those braids, but they don't compare to you. They ain't no way.
Baby, so with skin like cappuccino. Water for the bank that we hit in Reno. Smash two bottles, roll up at the casino. Throw my gold chains on, now I'm looking like Nino. Don't know, then now you know. When you're by my side, it's like heaven's glow. When I'm in the trap, it's on for show. Grind for us, I'ma get this dope. Number one pick, never second to none. I'ma give you what you want, all the turn of the sun. Cause you're everything I need, my brown eye, brown eye. Words to the bone, all my brothers is rich. Let's go for a ride down the interstate. No looking back, like seal our fate. Candy clouds and roads I love. Cast a spell, now we bound by blood.
Don't give by what anybody say. I pay no mind to these. Girl, you know you're the one. We can smoke up a storm, then wind and die. I'm screaming out loud that I'm not the one. The mother girls fly, but they don't compare to you. And they don't know why, yeah. Maybe those legs, maybe those braids, but they don't compare to you. There ain't no way, yeah. My name,
they don't know what it is, but I know what it is. So I tell them other girls who it was. She was built for the grind and I love a long time. But I wonder how far she go. Yeah, she got that cardio running through my mind all day. Like la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-ay. Hey, love a good girl from the rest though. Love hard, never let go. Super freak in the middle of the sheets, put a kush right out the window. Goddamn, she a tendo and some knee highs and a fresh pair of retros. Real one from the get-go, plus you down a ride for your boy when it comes to what they know. Plus I'm always super clean, haters don't know what I mean. We would make a super team, let's go knock them out the park now. And I know you do your thing, but I do my thing too. Let me show you what I mean.
Yeah, the mother girls cool, the mother girls fly, but they don't compare to you. I don't know why, yeah. Maybe those legs, maybe those braids, but they don't compare to you. There ain't no way, yeah. My name, yeah, girl.
And we're back. My name's Taylor. Hello. You're tuned into the Ever Deadly Hour. Of course, we're coming at you every single Saturday here on 101.5 from 4 to 5 p.m. I know I wish we had more time together, but perhaps one day we will. We just came out of a banger of a block of music. We had Dreesus and Joey Styles, Lightning Cloud, classic, and Iskwe started it all off for us with Nobody Knows. Up next, I wanted to play a track for you. We're going to hit up some two R&B artists, indigenous artists from the States. One is from LA, and the other that I'm going to play right now is from the Nebraska area. I came across this artist not that long ago, and I am obsessed. He is absolutely one of my favorites in the genre of R&B, indigenous musicians. Amazing. His name is Antoine Edwards. He has a ton of tracks. You can find him on YouTube. He also has a Facebook page and, of course, all other social media platforms like everybody else does nowadays. This is his new song that came out last year. It's called Night Out, and you're hearing it right here, probably the only time on a station in Winnipeg. So lucky you. This is Antoine Edwards, like said, Night Out here on the Ever Deadly Hour.
The same. Then you wanna slide and say so. If you wanna win it, baby, come see me. Baby, let your mind run freely. You know I don't got a lot of time, but a little vibe with you just might free me. Getting on the roll and you know that. Always on the road and you know that. Always on go and you love when I hit you, cause I'm on my way on the road back. Suck on the same shit on repeat. Love that is some shit I'll never repeat. Love that is a real connection that we got. It ain't surface level shit, how you see me? Play by the rules, you love that I don't play by the rules. And that I ain't got shit to prove. And that I ain't got shit to lose. It mean I'm with you for you. It mean I'm with you for you. But she getting lonely though. She wanna ride, yeah. I said I told you so. Ain't shit a rodeo. Yeah, she wanna rodeo. She told me I wanna be right there with you on lonely road. Get it while I'm young, yeah. Get it while I got time, just have fun, yeah. Come with me tonight, girl, you feeling like the one. Call you my Selena's, how you bitty bum bum. Bitty bitty bum bum. Yeah, you the one, yeah. It's why I stay fucking with you, yeah, yeah. You the one, yeah. It's why I'm still fucking with you. You the one, yeah. It's why I stay fucking with you, yeah, yeah. You the one, yeah. It's why I'm still fucking with you.
Thank you.
PJ Vegas, very talented, very incredible. I want to turn the tables a little bit. As I said in our very first episode, each and every single week, we're going to take some time to really pay some tribute and show some respect to our local artists right here in Manitoba, because we have so much talent in our province, in our cities, in our towns, on our reses, of course. And this week, I am very happy to say that I got to sit down and chat with one of my dear friends. Her name is Kristen McKay. She's from the band Prison Richard. She and I had a little chat, and I want to share that with you because their band is awesome. So I want you to check them out and learn a bit more about them. So here's what we had to say.
Because we are an Indigenous music program, our listeners always like to know, who are some of your Indigenous musical influences?
Oh, of course, son. There's so many to name, but I might as well start from when I was first influenced. It's going to be like Ernest Moniz for sure. I was like 7 and maybe 8 when I first started hearing his tunes, and they were really like, they just felt like home, you know. So I've always taken a liking to him. I've always been a huge fan of like Fred Mitchell. So I definitely followed him through my teen years and loved his covers. You know, I thought he was just always so incredible with his Steve Earle covers. And, you know, I was always really enthused, you know, when he'd come near to where we were growing up and do shows. But later in life, I think I've been very influenced a lot by Crystal Shawanda. So she's a huge music idol for me these days. And just, you know, watching her shine and grow and blossom, like it's just, you know, it's a really good journey she's sharing, and just everything she puts out there, it's so real. So I'm really a huge fan of hers. So
that's so, yeah, she is, she's absolutely incredible. You mentioned that you've been listening to some of these artists since you were young. So how long have you been playing and writing music, and do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I first picked up a guitar when I was 8. I didn't start singing till I was about 13. I didn't really start writing music till I was like closer to my 20s. I do remember the first song I wrote. I don't play it at all, like with my band, or I never really go back to it too often, but, yeah, like I think just maybe in the last like 5-6 years, I've really taken my music very seriously and started, you know, putting a lot more time towards it and just trying to get things, you know, in a good place, you know, like just music. It's like you're never going to stop learning with it. So that's a huge thing for me. It's like practice, right?
Mm-hmm. So how did Prison Richard come to be, and where does the name come from? Because it's a very interesting name that I've actually been very curious about. So can you give us a bit of background information on the name as well as the formation of the band?
All right. So when Prison Richard started about like just about 6 years ago, I'd say. It started with like 4 Indigenous female musicians. So it was myself and my ex-partner and her sister. So they were considering backing me up, but just some stuff with my health and medical kind of came up and just kind of really shut me down there for a while. So we just kind of took a break. And then, you know, some of the girls, they got into other projects. They're really busy with, you know, other things they were doing musically. So we just kind of let it be. Then we tried a couple times again. And then, so then we just, we were talking one time. We were actually having a smoke with, I don't know if you're familiar with Bob Giffen, but he's also an artist here that plays in and around Winnipeg, but he goes by Bobcat. So we were chilling with him outside the Regal Beagle, actually. And my ex-girlfriend was telling him that, she said, you should check her videos out, like on YouTube. She's got a bunch of stuff. And she was going to tell him like that it's under Kristen Richard, but she accidentally said Prison Richard. So we both kind of looked at each other and she said like, you know, that'd be like a pretty slick band name. And that's kind of where Prison Richard came from.
What are some of the ways that our listeners can access your music, or what are your social handles and things like that?
Well, we do have quite a few like websites out there. We do have one with Indigenous music. We have one with Manitoba music. We have one with the Manitoba Arts Network. We also have Instagram. We have Facebook. We have YouTube. And they're generally all under Prison Richard Band as well. So it's definitely like something you could, you know, Google search and it'll bring up like all the different links we have and like stuff we're connected to, like with our music programs here in Winnipeg. So
the next thing I kind of wanted to ask about that, I kind of feel, I really like asking people this question because I don't think a lot of interviewers really kind of consider this when interviewing musicians, but what do you like to do outside of music that contributes to your creativity and musicality? For instance, I know Tony Bennett liked to paint to get creative in music, something like that. Do you have those other creative outlets that influence your music?
Most definitely. Like it always comes like, I guess with musicians, like we're true artists, I guess some of us, but, I do paint a lot. I do have like, a line that I work on. It's basically like just to honor like our murdered and missing Indigenous women. So a lot of my paintings are, you know, to honor, and it's like a tribute to them. So like some of my paintings have the No More Stolen Sisters slogan, like on it, or, you know, the MMIW, like the hashtag that we've been using for that. It's kind of like, to be real honest, like lately I haven't really poured myself into that. Just with everything with work right now, it's been keeping me very busy. But otherwise, like I love to draw. You know, I'm like, I am obsessed with Sharpies. So like I like just, you know, just kind of like, you know, sketching. I love doing lettering, any kind of like calligraphy or, you know, whatever. Like I just like to spend a lot of time being creative that way. So
awesome. So who during this, you guys have been a band for quite some time. You've been working on your own personal music as well for many years. Who are some of your biggest supporters in your personal life when it comes to your musical journey? Who's always there for you, going to the shows, encouraging you, all of that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Like, it definitely have to be, like my ex-partner. Like she's pretty much like the, you know, the hugest support system I've had, like with like this very, short and sweet music career that I'm starting, you know, like, she was the real reason like I really wanted to start a band, because like her drive and like her, you know, like her just her gifts, like they were so inspiring. Like they just kind of made me want to, you know, like start really sitting down and, you know, like learning things like from, you know, a professional point of view, like versus just, you know, sitting around and jamming. Like she influenced me severely to take my music to another level. And I'd always hoped, you know, that that one day we'd end up playing in a band again together sometime, like whether it be Prison Richard or a whole new project or something. But yeah, like she's been a huge, like a huge supporter for me. And I, you know, I'll take that with me like for the rest of my life, like that she gave me the support, you know, the instruments, the, you know, the musicians, like she made it really easy for me to get to where I am right now. But I just, you know, I'll always be thankful for that support from her. Like it's, you know, it's got me to. When Prison Richard is still like a baby still, but you know, it's coming along. And especially now too, that we're, you know, we started as a cover band with, you know, a few originals. Now, like we're working up to like having a full set of originals. You know, we were supposed to do some recording this last fall, but because of the pandemic, we weren't able to. So
that's what I was going to ask you next was about if you had gotten a chance to get into the studio, but unfortunately, like you said, you haven't just yet. So, I mean, well, restrictions are getting a little looser. So maybe you'll be able to get in there soon.
Well, I'd really like to get in there soon, but like my strategy now for this year is like not to put like too much into it. Cause like last year we did make it to the studio. We recorded like our very first single and it's still unreleased. We still haven't released it yet. The thing with that too, it's like we were kind of like just like a roaring fire last year this time, but with, you know, the pandemic and everything that came into play, it really changed a lot of that, but it gave me a chance to really like, you know, get to know like the backlog of things, you know, how to properly write like grant letters, you know, what kind of supports are out there, you know, other, you know, like music programs and different things I want to get involved in, like, you know, later in my music career. But right now, like it gave me a lot of time to like really sit down and like write some new songs. So I wrote some new originals this past summer. So I was really happy about the way they came out.
Well, we're very excited to hear it. And you'll have to let us know when you release some new songs. But the song that we're going to play today on the show, are we frozen again?
I don't think so. I could hear you.
Okay. So the song that we are playing today is called A Girl I Used to Know. Why don't you let us know a little bit about the song and then we'll get right into it.
All right. Well, I wrote this song about 7 years ago. Literally, it's about a girl I used to know. It's, you know, it just kind of poured out one day, like the way that some songs normally do, like they just come when they're ready. You know, that's what this one was. This was actually like my first original that I had written since like my very early 20s. So I was really proud of the way like it just poured out. And, you know, when we got to go to the studio and record it, like it definitely brought a lot of, you know, life and love, like more so from it then too, right? Because then we finally got to put it down and it sounded pretty good. So I was really happy with the outcome of it.
We want to say miigwech to Kristen from Pine Creek First Nation for joining us here on the Ever Deadly Hour. This is their song, A Girl I Used to Know, right here on the Ever Deadly Hour, UMFM 101.5.
Yeah. as we're loving, we'll get through it strong. Gotta leave the past behind us, forgive our mistakes, and walk hand in hand. 'Cause that's what it takes. So come on, girl, you know we. Nothing happens by chance. Like the way of the stars, it's a magical dance. Come dance with me, baby, to the song of life. We'll spin round and round and round. My feet will never touch the ground. So come on.
Thank you. is clear, the dust is gone. I can keep my feet on the solid ground, but I'm afraid my time here on earth has come and gone. And at the end of my life, all I ask of you is to carry me home. I still want to hear my children laugh.
Searching for the place that garden grows. At the end of the night, got nowhere to go. Stuck on this ball, we're out of control. We're still here. We'll raise the drinks tonight to life. Tomorrow we'll try to do what's right. Yeah, we're still here.
Hey, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Keep talking to you, show you what I found. Hey, 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 yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Keep talking to you, show you what I found. Hey, hey, we got tomorrow. Hey, yeah, hey, hey. We'll live for a brighter day. We got
Well, we've reached the end again. The hour goes by way too fast. We need more time. That's what I think. My name is Taylor. I am, of course, the ever deadly auntie right here straight from Treaty One Nation, Broken Head Ojibwe Nation. It's been a real slice. I love to end the show with some more traditional music and one of the most well-known, sought-after powwow groups of our generation. Currently, of course, it's Northern Cree. I can't go a show. I can't have an Indigenous music show called the Ever Deadly Hour without dropping in a little Northern Cree from time to time. So, Miigwech, for listening, we'll be back again next Saturday, 4 to 5 Central Time here in Winnipeg. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And that's about it. I'm out of here.